thing, and we were discussing the machloket in the Mishnah, Machim, and Tanim Demai, and we wanted to know whether Machim and Tanim Demai means that there's actually a heter to give to Aniyim Demai even though they're on the Haaretz, or whether it means that if you're a father, you have a right to give an Ani who's a father's Demai, but you can't give it to the Amma Haaretz. So Rabbi Yonah, if you recall, said, we're talking about Aniyim Chavim, and that there isn't really a heter. Rabbi Yonah says, no, we're talking even about Aniyim Amma Haaretz. But according to the Yerushalmi, as opposed to the Bosnic, definitely the Aniyim themselves cannot be a whole Demai. He happens to be a father, as well as the army, he'll have to take off his own trumas and mice. And we were in the middle of discussing this Mishnah, and we had talked about a bit of a doctor who's in a hospital, he's using the hospital meals that he's allowed to let his patient have the hospital meals, as long as he must actually feed it, even though the hospital meals don't have a mahadran hefter, and there may be a problem with the mind and so on. But those were the those are the last things that we learned. Now we're up to, I believe, Kasha al Beit Shammai. We have that? The Kasha al Beit Shammai. The game do Kasha Yapsid. Nothing? Does anyone have the play?
Yes.
Right on the top.
Top
of the page. Okay? So now, we asked about this whole idea. Remember that Beit Shammai said in the Mishnah, when you collect Trumas and Maisis, you make two separate collections. You make one collection of Mu'usar and one collection of Eino Mu'usar. You go ahead and you take the Mu'usar and you give it to people who don't Maisir. And you give the non-Mu'usar to people who do Maisir. And that way, in the interest of Beit Shammai, everybody is eating Mitzukah. Now, our problem is with this, that it seems patently unfair. The people who are going to have to be taking off their own Trumas and Maisers, they're given stuff that they have to take off Trumas and Maisers from. So they're going to lose all of that. And the other people, who because they don't take off Trumas and Maisers, we'll do it for them and they don't lose anything. I mean, come on. Just because of this guy, Kosher Yapsid, the guy who now is kosher and is mocked on eating properly, he should be mocked because of this.
Is that
you no. Grow, you're
giving them
both and yeah. No, obviously it means that we give the person an adjusted level so it includes the amount that he would have to take off. Mat am the Beit Shammai. Explain to me why Beit Shammai argues only in the Sefer, which is the dinim of Gabbai Tzedakah, and in the Reish he doesn't say anything. It seems he's perfectly happy with Ma'asim and the Tzaniyim Demai. Right? So how do you understand that? It should be exactly the same din. Assuming, of course, that you hold, as Rabbi Yossi does, that when it says Ma'asim and the Tzaniyim Demai, it means even on the Haaretz, according to Rabbi Yossi. What is the meaning of Beit Shammai saying that they have to go around and make sure that you give Mu'usar to the Amei Haaretz? I thought what Yossi says, that the meaning of Ma'asim and Tzaniyim Demai, and Beit Shammai never argued on that, is that you give it even to an Amei Haaretz. So how did you explain Beit Shammai all of a sudden saying there's a difference? He says, Rabbi Yossi, the point of Beit Shammai, according to me, would be that Atzilut tegadrenu achshav, yecholat tegadrola afikman, it's a tremendous difference. You're talking about the ones that are in charge of giving out the tzedakah in the town. Fine, so that means the guy's coming to them and he gets his tamchuri and so on all the time. So you take care of him, you take care of him. So if somebody is giving out him by the people passing by, they're knocking on his door, they're going to be knocking on the next guy's door, they're going to knock on the next town's door. So what, you could do something for him. You can't do something for him anyway. Not if we're going to fix up his life, he's going to start eating the Tukan. So maybe it's out of your hands. And no matter what you do for him now, 2 minutes from now when he goes next door, you're not going to be able to do anything for him. So it's out of your hands. But if I'm being Kovea, I'm a Harga, a Barabi, this Megabe Tzedakah that the army is always going to be coming to. So then I want to be Mitzakim for him. And in that case, yeah, I would say that there's a big difference. And I would try to work it out, the Musar, because people are not myself. And my time dropped on him. That's a good point, actually. Why do I want to argue? Because they say, even that state, if you're going to now start making a person, according to the Chama, who gives tzedakah and his anama aris, and you'll say, oh, wait a minute, put that in that time, in that basket. In other words, you're being mabayish him every time you give tzedakah. We don't trust you. He's going to admire in giving tzedakah. You don't trust me. I'll give my money to the Catholic Church. They take it very nicely.
So who's giving
the giving? Over here, there's a guy like to going from house to house.
The guy was collecting.
He's collecting. And he's got two baskets. He's got the low-class basket and my class basket. If you're going to give him something, he's going to put it in the low-class basket and you're going to keep giving him, and you're going to give him. So in the middle, we can't make it that corner like that, because at the end, it's going to be pogea in the end here. Rabbi'it zakabiyom tov. And there's a similar elements of how you have to be careful with this kind of thing. Somebody is collecting tzedakah on yontif, which means, of course, he's collecting food now, it's the time for it. So lo yom makrizim kederach makrizim b'chol. In order to be shamer on the kedusha of yontif, first of all, you know, normally you go around shouting to encourage people to come forward and to give. Out yontif, you don't make a big announcement. You probably go in the tina. The notzim is so cheko also. He doesn't carry around basket. He puts it now, he keeps it under his jacket, and then he goes home and puts it into the basket. Umrachalkin, the kosh kunabish kunabish cats, my own set up a public soup kitchen. You go into each area and let the onion in that area get. Now, what's interesting is you're collecting money in Shemitah, and you've got a problem. Because when you're dealing with people who are not Shemri Shemitah, the things they may be giving you may be altered. So you can talk about the Mai, okay, we have our special cooler for the Mai, not the Mai. What do you do about Shemitah? Says the Gemara, lo yiru medakakim b'chatzarot shel achrei Shemitah. You don't have to be medakak, so we don't go into that chatzar, because those people don't keep Shemitah. What you do is, you collect new land pots, and if they give, this is the correct year, the pot, they give you bread, that's mutar. The only thing that you have to worry about, that is actually the Kedusha Shemitah, these people don't eat themselves, we'll see. So what they will do is they'll sell. And the money that's the Kedusha Shemitah always goes off to the last thing that you use. So the money is a Hashash, and therefore the things that they may buy and store with money of Shemitah, obviously there's cash, you got a problem, you have Kedusha Shemitah on it. Or if it's eggs you buy, you can store. And that already they will buy. Rav Chanina b'Shem Rav Chanina points out how does it say about the Mokum Shizorim the law of Shemitah. So this is now referring, and it teaches us this is the way to look at it. People can't stand the loss of the money. They'll still be Zorayah on Shemitah. They won't eat it themselves. And then they'll sell it to Goyim or whatever, right? And Lechol Inan Chashudim. Therefore, they're not kosher to eat Peiros Shemitah, which means I can collect Peiros Shemitah. Because I understand kosher and lahakil, they're not going to feed me Peiros Shemitah. Which shows a different level of Shemirah Shemitah, even by those who aren't Shemirah Shemitah, than Shemirah Tevel by those who aren't Shemirah Tevel. Kohanim on the Gabalim B'Tahara, we have a similar case, we know we've met many times in the Gemara cases, where people will ask for a hechsher on their challah. And they know that Kohanim won't take their challah because they're on the Aretz. So they ask a Kohen to come in, do the Hafrashat HaChalah, which would require the Gibul, under a hechsher of tithe. So now, can the Kohen go and give a hechsher, so to speak, for the challah being kosher in a home that's not Shemir Shemitah? Says the Gemara, a Kohen who is Masbiel to B'Tahara, lo yumadak b'kin, if that's a rochel of Lushmi, he should not be saying, well, we don't give that sharing to people that don't give Shemitah. The East of Maritani Medak b'kin, there's another bride that says, no, they have to not go into a chotzer of non-Shomer Shemitah. Well, the Ruth says, man the Tani Medak b'kin, the one who says you do have to be careful, the point over here is Mipnei Chalatah. There's always the chashash over here that you're going to be taking the challah, and how can you take their challah if you're going to eat the challah That is, maybe it's not kosher. Maybe they bought it with the Meshriyah. But Man Yomer in the doctrine, the one who says, no, you don't, you can't do that. Because it's absurd. Mavrichol ha'akol alma m'sevel chamura. Sevel is above a nisa. Take out that vav. And Shriyah is below that. But here, for your chumrah and your chashash, you're going to be goring. But this guy has been nisham. Maybe he's been nisham in Shriyah. I think even if it was the right, at most, it could be over on a low tax. It's because of you, smart alecky, not taking off the collar for him. So he's going to say, I put it okay for him. Don't take off my collar. So now he's going to be eating tevel. He's tevel the chiyav nisa. He's going to be mad for the guy to eat nisa, a chiyav nisa, because he's kosher that maybe there's going to be another place like that. So then, understand, but still how can you eat it? I said, you're going. You're going in. You're going to take off a collar. So you're going to take a challah and eat it to save him from the oven. You should be nichra in the oven of the lotas and shmita. What exactly would you do with it? Ravuna, no. You give it to a kohen who isn't shemir shmita. So he relies on etzem mechira. Okay, so you give it to a kohen who relies on etzem mechira. So maybe kohen choshur, take out the word of matzilah, this we'll see in a moment. Umatzilah lo. Then you have to do that. So then you're being Moshe Tyrus and Amaret, you're telling me. The Kohen is Chashur. He's an Amaret. He's an Amaret. How can you give him Tyrus? And he's going to be in a family. And that's clearly an issue for Chavah to give Tyrus to a Kohen that's not sharing a Tyrus. On Rabbi Mana, no. You bring a Kohen in Chashur, but you put him into the mikvah, and you stick with him the whole day until Harat Shemesh to make sure that he was tar, and then you let him eat. Umachiyavalo. Stretching a marvel of Yudeo Reavira. I understand, but so what you're giving a kosher on the Shmiya is food that's kosher for Shmiya. So like you're saying, well, okay, if you're the kind of guy with a market, well, we'll feed you food that is a market. That's outrageous. That's being Makazik Yudeo Reavira. You're saying, well, okay, you know what? We'll use you guys. You guys who aren't market on Shabbos, we'll use you to put on the lights. I mean, what does that mean? It says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Sinai, Vishen Revaka. Now, of course, Mishama Erev Pesach is Torah. You'd have to wait until Erev Pesach, when there's a chometz in the challah, and you'll burn it Erev Pesach. You don't want to burn it. Some people say you go around burning challah. That we don't want to do either.
Never mind the coin.
Never mind the coin, according to Rishon Lezion.
Look, I need a halacha.
Halacha base for a shlishi. Halotzela chazom ala yerek. Okay, but we have done half of your day, guys. Yeah, I do one and a half for you. Harotelach Zomala Yerek Lakeli Matzah. A guy's on the road. His chamor is getting really tired. He's got some of his yerakot are starting to get dried out anyway because nobody's going to buy it. Why not just drop it? Okay. But what if somebody finds it? He picks it up and eats it and you're a chamor. What's the din? Well, lo yashmir hachiyatir. You take off meiser, you can't throw it out on the road. Hello, Kath, Mary Yerek and Ashok. Guy goes into a store. This is a food store. Vegetable store. Picks up some vegetables. Okay, this looks pretty good. Puts it into a shopping basket. Walks by and sees a sale on Ushkapit, which looks a lot nicer to him. Can he return from his shopping cart, the stuff that he's already put into his shopping cart, put it back into the shelves and take off other vegetables? And do we say, having put into his shopping cart, he's now responsible to take off my shirt before he goes back? Right? He cannot put it back in unless he takes off mindset from it. Oh, that we'll see. We'll see all of these questions. She'enom mechusar, I should say, elamiyan. All that's missing is for the guy to bring it to the cash register to add it up. I mean, but he had a full intent of keeping it at this point. So he was Moshe. He's Moshe, even though he didn't pay. He belongs to him. How your omeid will okay. But first he's standing and he's picking up various things, right? Let's put it into the shopping cart. Garage pulling out here, you're standing there, and he says, no, I don't want this one, I want that one. You tell him, here, I'll give him a shalom mashah. He's still holding it and thinking. As long as he wasn't Moshe, put in the shopping cart, it should be okay. I'm Rav Elazar. So Rav Elazar, look, this has got to be going according to the mayor. He says he can't even throw something away unless he takes it off mice. Because isn't it Rav Elazar who says, lo yitir lim kor jamai elu yitir not nidil vah? I mean, this is Rabbi Meir's shita, that it doesn't depend on the situation, it depends on your job. If you're a sitonai, you're a wholesaler, then you can sell them off. But if you happen to be getting rid of a lot of payrolls, like this guy is doing, I mean, basically, this is Mita Gaza. He's throwing all the stuff he doesn't want. Why wouldn't he be cautious if it's Mita Gaza? Oh, so it must be like Rabbi Meir. So in the same way that Rabbi Meir said that you have to be a Sitonai, so he would be required you over here too, even though you're throwing out a bunch of vegetables. Rabbi Yochanan, no. Dibli Akoli. In this case, everybody would be known. You know why? Because in this case, Hamapir Mapir Begatza, the guy who's throwing away his payrolls, maybe throwing it away the Nida Gaza. But Ein Hazochezach Begatza. The guy who's picking it up, he doesn't know how much this guy's throwing. He picks up something, he'll find another piece. But the point is that there, everybody would be murdered, that we don't look at the seller, so to speak, or the giver in this case. We look at the buyer, or the Zoche in this case. So what? Even that doesn't make sense. But let's have a plea of the Rebbe Meir. Wouldn't that itself, that idea that we should look at the one who's Zoha as opposed to the one who's Master, that itself violates the concept of Rebbe Meir, a different concept of Rebbe Meir. Because what is it predicated on? It seems to be predicated on the idea that having been Master something doesn't change its status until someone is Zochen. Remember, we have a big machlokas about whether Hefker is the moment of Hefker, or Hefker is only really after somebody picks it up. What you're saying over here is that it's defined by the person who picks it up. But that's not Rebbe Meir's shita. So it's calling out Rebbe Meir, because Rebbe Meir Amar, Kivan Gaza, Matir Davar, Yosei Murushuto, Hefker Legabi, Nadorim, where you have two people that are walking on the road, I want to be Matir for you to eat it, but I draw it about up for me. So we have that all Matir, Rebbe Meir is the one who says, moment you're Matir, it's out of your Rishut. So why in the world would it have anything to do with the guy who's open? It should only have to do with the guy who's master, because that's when it's defined. Nonetheless, as the Gemara Shanyan, it's still different. Shazocher Zocher Bedaka. The Eina Master Begatza. In other words, Eina Pinami, you're right. According to Rebbe Meir, we do go, according to the one who's master. And according to Rebbe Meir, there's no question over here, because when we're being mashlik, as in this case, it's just throwing it out, this guy is not necessarily talking about a case where he now unloads everything, see everything that's kamush a little, throws it out. He's throwing it out as he goes. He sees a little bit on top, it's kamush, he throws it out. Now, a half an hour later, he sees, oh, this guy might as well get rid of that. So therefore, we're talking about a case in our finami where he was not being mocked here because the only reason we brought up the issue about this being dependent on the one who's being donated, that was to try to make it work out, even according to Rabbi Yossi, less how to please it. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says, "Ain I have to say mitakatidei abalim ella bezesinya." According to him, it goes according to the one who is donated. So therefore, you say, "But aliba the shita of Rabbi Yossi, if this guy picks up a lot, so then that means we should view it as picking up a lot. That's why we wanted to answer. No, even according to Rabbi Yossi, the guy is going to be zoken it little by little. That's the shot. So therefore, in Hefkera, still shamani. It would still be different because I would explain it by saying, shazoker zoker bedaka. Since the guy is being zoken bedaka, it doesn't matter. You know, in a mafir, mafir, begatza, that doesn't matter. It goes according to Rabbi Yossi anyway, according to the guy who picked it up. That's the point. Now, we said that Omar, Ain, he's got some problems over here with the Jesus, Ain hefker, mechusar lebalim, elabit siyah. That's the lashon of the Rabbi Yossi's shita. You don't go out of this chutzah of the balance, not chutzah meaning the rishus of the balance, until somebody picks it up. Now, this halacha that it's only chutzah the minyan, he said. Take the rule said. So now, as you all question, so what do? Do you, in the case where you're in the Mishnah, Do you take from the guy, the seller? I mean, isn't that stealing from the seller? How can you take from the seller? The seller was selling. Maybe he took off mice already. I mean, yeah, to you it's the mice. You say, you can't put it back until you take off mice. You're going to take his ferret, the miser, the thing, before giving it back to him? How does that work? The case that Rose said, look at the alley on the mitzvah. What you do is, you don't take. And let's say you have bunches of vegetables. If you take a bunch of vegetables, then you'd be stealing. What you do is, you take, let's say you got a bunch of, you took five bunches of scallions. Take out one scallion from each bunch. It doesn't really make a difference for the one scallion. And you use that as the mice. Say, you know, that's what you should get, though.
Yeah,
I don't get it. Yeah, you do what you would always do. Isn't that us called Gezel? Well, God, Rishima Bar Kahana, I'll be mocked with Lord Belozer. Rishima Kahana was being mocked with Lord Belozer, was walking along with them as a Zuckin. How's the Lord Hot Karen? So they passed by a particular vineyard, and he told them, I should be Chatzitin Machatzitinai, break off a little piece of wood from this guy's Karen so I can use it as a toothpick. So he goes to break off a piece of wood. Cause of honor said, no, forget about it. Not to the crumb. Don't bring me anything. Because Dean, I say, if you didn't start bringing me, the next guy will also take. So if everybody takes one little piece, there ain't going to be anything here. The ice is called Barnash, and the other thing. Every guy will pass the five figures he needs a toothpick. So then, how is the to move up? This guy's tent is now going to come down. Right? Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And Reb Chagai, having mitzvah for Rabbi Zeira, he had the same situation. Reb Chagai was leaning on Rabbi Zeira. Other hot home, hot mitzvah, a guy is driving by with a load of a thin piece of wood for kindling. Well, my leg, so he tells him, go over, take a piece of that. Go over and Rabbi Zeira says, give me a toothpick for my teeth. Then he says, no, take it to be cool. See, nice to call Banash Ravik. If you bring me, anybody says if I can do that, also Mikhwa the Guru, the whole guy's whole load to disappear. By the way, low ready to hear a kosher kokha. Don't think I'm such a phony that I'm telling you to do this, and that it's this is my Milan to Hasidus, and I mean, you gotta know how from I am. No. Milan to you, Sin Shamalan. Nazinam. We listen to what God says, and we do it. It's not a Qumran. If God says don't steal, this is stealing, I don't steal. So if that's the case, then this is not a solution. Because it's stealing. You're saying, according to Rabbi Zeira, saying it to be Iker Adin. Iker Adin can't steal in order to go up the exact amount of my stuff. Of a lack of hakpada. Something that a person has been marked on. Basically, he's not, well, he doesn't mind to turn his Bible over.
Can something?
A little piece here and there, it's nice. Like a toothpick work. Toothpick work. Okay, yeah, sure. Take yourself a toothpick. But if that's going to be now the way in which people are going to act without asking the guy, so then it means that there's no ownership at all for this thing. Well, no. Then it's not because I'm a kosher writer. It says, don't think that Rabbi Zeira is so kosher. That's not the point. The point is, I see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I can't do it. And if you thought it over, you'll start to get angry. Says Rabbi Yehud, Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kivan Shemashach Kama. Lo Hayachot El Mamani. The point over here is, when the Mishnah says, that it's not because her Elam means, right? So, what that's going on, that he can take Meister, what it's saying is, why do we have to take Meister? Not because that you're saying, well, I mean, it isn't really important because there's nothing, you know, there's nothing much that needs to be done over here. It's just, yeah, I mean, it's just, what, if you're going to count various pieces of scallions in here, that's not what it means. It means, your das was to take it in your shopping cart, and all you have to do is take it over to the cash register. That's what it means to me. Where they will put it through the laser scanner, they should have scaled. But then for your, that's payment. But in terms of Kenyan, you already was calling it. And therefore, it's his, not taking it from the owner. That's what it means. Yimut Shemashach Kana. Lo Hayachatra Elamani. Therefore, what should you do? Keteruo said, you pay for one, obviously. So no change, may achat, man. You're going to have to pay for one of the bunches. Umitake? Yeah, but that messes things up even worse. So long in clothes, that's a kalala, but ima kalah. Now understand, so now you're going to make things worse. Because there's going to be some of the stuff that's going to be meiser, some of the stuff that isn't going to be meiser. A guy who buys, assumes, because it's all in one pile, it's all for the things I'll take off some to meiser on the other, but now you can't take off some to meiser on the other, because this rubbing has gone around and messed the whole thing up by throwing it in, and he's going to mess it up now if anybody wants to take off meiser. So the Lord himself says, no. You're right, but what you have to do is you make a separate pile. Now, if you make a separate pile, somebody buys anyway, he's not going to take off meiser from one pile to the other, because he's always going to be afraid that this guy brought this in two different places. Maybe one is meiser, maybe one isn't meiser. You can't take off from one pile of the mine, another pile of the mine anyway. So, Mamela, you don't get into that problem. Wait a minute, is that true? He's brought on to the club. Hold on. I thought we're not actually marked on that. Don't we have a case? The case over there was where somebody goes and buys. You remember that you forgot to miter it, so you can go now, take off from your payers on what you sold, and even though he's already thrown it into his bundle. And you don't say that, well, you're going to have to run, catch the guy, and make sure that you take out and that it's not mixed and so on. Who says, so how do you do that? The same thing should be true over here. Maybe we shouldn't be marking on that problem. We said, look, just statistically, we'll even out somehow, right? So he went, no. And the Chanina, that's only in that case. Tiknu below chaos. That they said you can do. The guy bought from you, you were responsible and left. Why should we remake money to do a thing like that? To mess up, or are you going to return something to a store and now mess up for people buying in the store? Of course not.
Look
at let's make it very clear. The Sefer of the Mishnah says Hayomeg below chaos. It's very confusing. And Omeg below chaos, Max is already standing in line to pay. That's all it means. Omeg below chaos is sitting there choosing his veggies. So he hasn't yet made up his mind. So he picks up one vegetable. He's still looking. There he was in Havadot's emotion. That's the point. And that they're there, they weren't mistaken. By the way, Atzidon goto mean. Atzidon mean asher. This halacha, that if you put in what you're mevar, right? And now you're nimla, you can return it. Can you return it even if you're not going to buy it? Suppose you were buying now radishes. You're not really a great fan of radish. You're actually hoping you could get some turnips. You didn't see any turnips. You put the radish now into your shopping basket. Now you move on and you find turnips. Can you return radishes to buy turnips? Or do you need the guy's permission? Because I understand that every guy who puts out vegetables there looks to his buyers as being choosing what the vegetables are. We put them out. You put them out, okay, so he understands, even though you took, if you found better, you'll put it back. But maybe that already is a different issue. I mean, to go and to say, well, I decided I don't want radishes, I want turnips. Hey, 1 second, you already bought those radishes. I need to get rid of my radishes, not my turnips. Sorry, buddy. So that's the Charlotte. We live that handy.
A buyer becomes his in the store?
Yes, as we said, it's only Mechusser Mingan. If all he needs is to go buy the cash register, then it's considered already to be a machine. So he put it into a shopping basket, he's got a problem. Okay, obviously, okay, so I'm saying this supermarket, obviously the dot of the supermarket, under the circumstances, until checkout. But the truth is they won't even charge you for breakage. Right, so that's clear. That's part of their way of relating to the buyer. They don't say, well, you're broken, you have to pay for that. They don't say. But in a normal store, naturally, we would be mad for them. Where are we at?
Stop listening right here.
Okay.
Halacha
Gimel. Hamotzei Peirot Badera. Somebody now finds Peirot that are clearly, were already processed. So they're not now Achilas Haroi. Somebody has dropped them. The Nathlanla Flan, now he takes them, he wants to eat these Peirot. And then, Nimlach Latsnia, and what he decides is, you know, I don't want them. Forget it. But I can't leave. I mean, I'm a fine person. I don't leave food exposed. So, but you're not allowed to leave food exposed in the middle of the street. You pick it up and you set it aside. Now, of course, now you have a problem. Because there's going to be much meat set it aside, but it's about 5 minutes it, and you're a cogger, and now you're going to be leaving stuff for someone
that you're calling?
Yes. Yeah, you pick it up to eat. Lo yatnia atiyadja. You have to take off mitzvah, or it's stuff to leave you. Imi gilah atlam b'shvil shelo yaldu. Then, patur, if you only picked it up like l'chatchila, because they were spread and people were trampling and you don't want them, you have no dot to dekona them, so then you're talking because your will wasn't yours. Kol davar sh'adam v'shay l'mokrod mayim, something which we said over here, let's say in the cases of
I should have taken them up. What have to go to the business?
Yes, it's a question of responsibility. If you can't sell it to mine, so let's say, in other words, it's a Mita Daka or the places where kids are and so on, whatever, however we were magia that idea before, you can't send it even to a cover that you're modia, we saw before this discussion. You can't send it to your friend to demise either. Rabbi Yossi is matir bivadai, he's matir vadai tevel in such a case. Not demise, because if you would do this in demise and we're chayshish, that people will be resolved in our tachanas of life. Nobody's going to be resolved in vada. But, so if you're doing it for vada, the vachio the energy, know that the guy is going to know about it, there's no problem. The chachonim argue even in this case, like because of the terrible case we had before where Sarah ended up eating tevel, assuming that the guy certainly wouldn't have sent himself on tevel. We're afraid, what if you're not Modiyam and so on, so we just make a takana, don't send people things that aren't like this, whether you're Modiyam, not Modiyam, whether it's Smite, or whether it's Vada, doesn't make any difference. Now, notice that this Mishnah, you know, taught us a very important thing, that a person who's walking along can't leave food lying on the street. That's what it seems to be saying. And indeed, Tani, somebody's walking by the street, and he's not interested in the food, he's not allowed to walk by the food and leave it there. He has to pick up the food because of the covet of the oven and set it aside. That's why it says in the mission, the kilim at lunch shalor yaldu. So what does that mean? Because that's the hanaga, you pick it up. He said it would be awesome for him to take it stuck. Rabbi Yaakov Azad, Bishem Rabbi Abu, Hada Marbali Shona. What this is true once upon a time when people were normal. But now that they infect the food with anthrax before putting it on the floor, you leave it on the floor. That's like being machashek the food, and we certainly are not going to touch it because it can affect you even if you touch it.
The
traveler's cell? Oh, in Harry Potter. Saman Taninan. You can never tell, it might be a boot or something. Saman Taninan. How fake if I could all the Shibarbi? Ruzak Ben Asher. Chayat Benisto. Somebody who's walking along, and there's Zebel now, and this is Hester, and somebody turns it upside down. So the one who turns it upside down is creating a bar. He now put it in a different place. And at that moment when he picked it up in order to be mahapekit, he now has taken away the original bar and created a new bar. So even if he puts it back down again, he created a new bar, and he is chayav in that case for anybody else's hazard. Tami v'asurim mishum geza. It also says that it's also of geza. Says Jahana Amar b'ushaf tamanat v'zakotva. This is true only if there was a kavon at the time that he was made in order to be zoked in the zebel, because it's useful for fertilizing fields. So over there it becomes usher mishum geza. But if he hokam not shalom the zaka the zakotva lo bedak. That's not what we're talking about. Ula inyan the zikin, but to the question of the jikai and the nezik, there it doesn't matter. Lo shanya ben, should take out the word bedak. Lo shanya ben afkam and not zakot ba. Baina Pamana Cholo Lazakotva, in a case of Uzak Amafer, Chaya Benisko. You would be chayav in the nezek. Mashma, that even though there was no kavana, but since you're the guy that put it there, so nonetheless you're responsible. If you're responsible, why does our Mishnah say that you're not responsible? Well, true, not the nezek, but isn't it damaging people in a sense? You're allowing them to eat tevel? So why aren't, in other words, in the same way that we say, you picked up the garbage, you're responsible for the garbage. So if you picked up the payroll, you don't need to keep them. You're responsible for the payroll. Isn't it the same thing that I should have to pick up from Mr. Meister? Makor is the same.
We learned that your objects allow it to pick up less than 3 quarters.
No. Then you didn't change it because it was low for the whole time. On the contrary. It said it's only if you were mugged and you had more.
But the less than last date doesn't.
No. It said it's only if it was picked up. From Rabbi Avi, says Rabbi Avi, over here, Tamanski Baal Habor Yishalein, which means Baal HaNezek Yishalein, the Torah, was Mechadish, a whole new idea over here, that somebody who doesn't own something, nonetheless becomes magically the owner of the Nezek. The whole new din, which is true by Bor, it never suggested that you have to own the Bor. You only have to be the cause of the nezek. Masha enkin bram acha aser ta aser et ruat zar acha mishalcha ata maaser ein ata maaser mishal aserim. It's not a question of responsibility. It's a question of ownership. It's only by nezikin that it's a question of responsibility, which turns you into an owner, because it's as if the Torah made you an owner, although you're not the owner.